It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Actor Chris Evans is a big New England Patriots fan, but he says he's thinking about cutting ties with quarterback Tom Brady if he continues to support dumb blank President Trump. Evans was born in Boston and is a very well-known Patriots fan, but is very much against President Trump, like much of Hollywood, and said that if Brady continues to support him, he might have to end his support for Brady. He said, "I'm just hoping he's one of those guys that maybe supported him and now regrets it. Maybe he thought it was just going to be different, and even that bothers me, but maybe there's a chance he just thinks Trump's an absolute dumb POS," which he is. He says it's a very tough decision for him, and when he's asked if he would ever play Brady in a movie, he said he would only do it if he knew for sure that Brady was anti-Trump.
If I could deflate those balls, I'm in.
Bebe Rexha says that she auditioned for the Jennifer Lopez movie Hustlers, but didn't get the gig, and that instead, it went to Cardi B.
I auditioned for a movie recently, but I didn't get it. It went to Cardi, but that's fine.
Yeah.
No, she didn't have that spot. It was a different girl, the blonde girl. I auditioned for the Hustlers movie. It was supposed to be like the Russian girl. I don't know who that, like from New York. They had to hit me up. I was like, okay, yeah, sure. So I got an acting coach. Yeah, she's awesome. And like, it was like really hard though, because you have to be like serious.
Yeah.
And she says her mom was happy she did not get the part though.
My mom was not happy about it though. She's like, you can't play a stripper. Like, no. I'm like, well, why not?
It sounds like her parents are pretty strict, because her dad had a huge problem with her latest single, too, that she came out with.
Yeah, they're no fun.
Salt and Peppa will be the subject of a new Lifetime miniseries. The scripted show titled Salt and Peppa will tell the story of Cheryl Salt James and Sandra Peppa Denton during their rise to success. Denton and James are producers on the series, along with Queen Latifah, and they've licensed their music to be used on the program. Salt and Peppa will be written by Abdul Williams, who also wrote BET's The New Edition story. No word yet on when the miniseries is slated to premiere. And This Is Us star Joan, I love This Is Us.
I'm so worried about the season finale. I'm so worried. Sorry.
I haven't watched the last like three episodes because I thought this season has been so boring and I've been so disappointed.
Just get away, because it's going to mess your life up. Stop watching it.
So has
now.
It gotten better the last couple episodes?
I haven't cried like hardcore in a while, but yeah, I feel like they're going to make me tissue it up.
So
I'm gonna have to borrow your Kleenex.
The guy who plays Randall, which is Sterling K. Brown, talked about how he went to go see A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, and how he can't stop talking like character Jackson Maine.
Literally on the plane. It's so good. In the shallow. In the shallow.
All right, I love Sterling K. Brown, but that is bad. Oh,
I thought
my
he
God.
Did a decent job.
No. Okay, let me turn the music down. Listen to this again. Make sure you got the earwax out.
Literally on the plane. It's so good. In the shallow. In the shallow.
You know what? Only way to tell if that's truly good or not is to have a duet here with Sterling K. Brown and Live the Web Girl. Excuse me, Live the Web Girl.
Yes.
Can you listen to this and do a duet? Just pick it up and start singing with Sterling K. Brown.
All right.
We're gonna do a little Shallow. Are you
All right,
ready?
Hold on. I need to get my Lady Gaga like mindset and voice.
Go ahead and warm up. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, buddy.
All right, it's not that part, but here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Lady Gaga is Liv the Web Girl, and Sterling K. Brown is Bradley Cooper.
In the shallow, in the shallow.
That's pretty good.
Wow, that was worth the wait.
There we go. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, there are 7 type of women that you need to run from, guys.
Oh, no.
And yes, they all begin with the name Alex.
Stop it now. Take it back.
I don't have to. I'm sorry. But we will explain exactly what are you running from next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.